Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Dance Monkey Dance. I'm Chris.
I'm John.
How you doing, John?
Oh, you know, waiting for the next cold front to roll through Florida.
Yeah, has it been unusually cold this year, or has it been unusually hot?
No. Neither. It was 87 earlier today.
Holy
it was really
shit.
Nice out.
Okay.
And then you just saw, like, the cold front plowing towards you.
Oh. What's it supposed to go down to?
So though? I don't know how. I don't know. I'm inside where it's comfy.
Well, because you said.
It's down to 73.
You said it was like 86 or whatever, and that was comfy. That would be hot here, so.
Well, I mean, there's a nice breeze going.
Yeah.
So it was very comfortable.
Okay. I'll take your word
for it. But it's gonna cool off.
Yeah.
Winter will be here for a day.
How's everything else?
The usual.
Yeah.
Nothing real exciting. Yeah, kind of boring.
Have you watched anything this past week?
I have.
Yeah. What have you watched?
So I think I am all caught up on Percy Jackson.
Okay.
Have you been watching the new season?
Yes.
I really like it.
Mm-hmm.
I've always liked the way that these mythological demigods and so forth are kind of reimagined as to who or what they are.
Yeah.
And I thought this last episode was pretty good after they'd been shipwrecked on Circe's Island.
Yeah.
And then the one guy tries to escape on the jet ski and ends up getting nabbed by the sirens and keeled.
So you still have one more episode then?
Oh, I do? There's another one?
Yep.
What night is it on?
They're on Wednesdays, I think. Either Tuesday or Wednesday. We watch them on Wednesday.
Didn't they? Okay. They got the Golden Fleece. Is there one after that?
Okay, no. Okay, then you're caught up. But the shipwrecked one was the episode before.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Gotcha. Go ahead. Yeah, this last one, they get the fleece. They deal with the Cyclops.
Yeah.
And I got to say, Tyson, who is Percy's brother as a Cyclops, is my new favorite character.
Is he?
Yeah, I like him. I don't know why. I think it's just he sees Percy as a hero and he understands, like, you know, he wants a brother and it just so happens that his brother is this super, well, not super famous, but like this hero that's trying to help his friends, and he likes to, like, he wants to emulate that and stuff, so he's going to bat for his brother and stuff. And I don't know, when there was that episode where the ship that they were all on was breaking up and then Tyson doesn't appear in the next episode. Mm-hmm. And I said to my kid, I was like, if Tyson's dead, we riot. And and she was like, she just looked at me and she was like, why? I said, because he's a good dude. He's like, he's not out for power. He's not out for, like, anything else but brotherhood. And there's not enough of those types of characters on TV. So I really appreciate Tyson.
Yeah. I'm still getting used to the makeup.
Yeah, I mean, it's done pretty well for, you know, the Cyclopses.
For what Right.
You know, and he like there early on when like they were on the chariots and stuff and Tyson was on the chariot, that's a lot of visual effects work going on to make sure that like when he turns, the indent of his face matches and like,
right.
I remember watching a breakdown from Fallout from the first season because there was a Cyclops guy in that. And
right.
they were saying how difficult it is when somebody like turns their head and they're supposed to only have one eye of like the contour of the face and where the corners of the eyes are supposed to be. And like, that was like one scene in one episode of Fallout. And this dude is in multiple scenes in Percy Jackson. So like, it's a right. lot of visual effects work just to make sure that it looks correct.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, on top of all the other visual effects that they're doing in these episodes, the sirens, I thought the siren visual effects were really cool.
Yeah.
Nothing feels cheap in this show. Nothing feels like they're trying to cut corners. So, you know, they understand the scope of the work. So I appreciate that.
Right.
And this season feels a lot less, like cameo driven. Like in the first season, it was like, look, it's Lin-Manuel Miranda. And while he does show up in this, like he doesn't have a very big part.
Right.
And so it seems like they're letting it rest more on the kid's shoulders than like, who's going to be the surprise actor this week?
Well, we did get Macaulay Culkin.
Well, that was in Fallout. but like, I mean, there was a little bit of the cameo stuff in the beginning of Percy Jackson season two, where like the three Stygian witches were Margaret Cho, oh, what's her name? God damn it. She was in Severance also. But it was like three very well-known female comedians.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, that's stunt casting. We're never going to see them again. So that was just for like, you know, but it feels much less that way for the rest of season two of Percy Jackson. And I think they just announced that Disney wants to turn all 8 books into seasons. So we're going to have Percy Jackson for a while.
Oh. Well, that'll be good if they keep it up.
Yeah. I think the kids will age out at some point, though. I think they're going to have the Stranger Things problem.
Where they're like 30 playing 16?
Yeah, exactly.
Like on Glee?
I mean, because the kid that plays Percy has already had a growth spurt and his voice dropped in between the first two seasons. So,
right.
You know, they're having to deal with that. But I mean, I'll keep watching because it seems to be good.
Yeah, it is.
Did you watch Fallout?
I did watch Fallout.
Yeah.
I'm a little disappointed that when they got to Vegas, it was kind of derelict and junky. Because from what I'd seen in the comic books, it's kind of like Vegas was still sort of functioning as a real city.
Yeah. I don't know.
I did like the Elvises.
Yeah. I thought that was good. I don't know if that, like the further they get into Vegas, the more it's going to look like a functional city or like, I'm sure. Not really sure where they are because they've been walking towards Vegas for a while now. Mm-hmm. And there was that, like, I guess there was some conversation in one of the episodes where like Vegas had like a defense system from the bombs and they like shot down a bunch of them. And, that's why a lot of the buildings are still standing. So I'm assuming that like, there's going to be some kind of like version of the strip or something.
Yeah.
Although is it 1960s Vegas? Like, I don't
sure.
know.
Sure.
I guess it's going to look like 1960s Vegas.
Right.
So I don't know. And I guess we did get the one episode of Macaulay Culkin last week.
Yes. I thought it was decent. I thought it was very funny that she corrects them on the pronunciation of Caesar.
Yeah.
Caesar.
Well, apparently that was how Macaulay Culkin got hired. Like, he went in for a meeting and they were like, well, let me give you these sides and we'll just run them. And he read through it and he goes, just so I know, are we pronouncing it as Kaiser? And they were like, you know the pronunciation? He's like, yeah, I've played the video games. And they're like, you're hired. So apparently that's how he got that, was from knowing that the pronunciation was Kaiser and not Caesar.
Okay.
He does seem a little rusty in his acting, though.
Yeah. What's the last thing he acted in?
Yeah, I don't know. Righteous Gemstones, I think.
Oh, yeah.
He did like two episodes of that. But I don't know. I guess going up against Walton Goggins, I think, makes any actor look rusty who hasn't done it in a while, because Walton Goggins is just so good in that role.
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, anybody coming up, you're like, oh, yeah, they don't stand a chance against him. What else have you watched?
High Potential.
Oh, is that?
Do we have a new episode this week?
I don't know.
Or maybe not.
Did you watch the new Abbott Elementary?
Yes.
Where they were in the...
In the shopping mall?
Yeah, in the shopping mall.
Yes, I think that's hilarious.
Yeah, I wonder how long we're going to spend in that. You know, because there's got to be standing sets of the actual school somewhere. So
sure.
So, you know, idea.
It's on the water's back lot.
Yeah. Yeah, the front of the school is, but like the interiors, they don't usually just let them stay up if they're not shooting on them.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, but I like the fact that that somewhere along the line of, like, you know, breaking stories for this season, they were like, what if we have to move the school?
Right.
And they were like, no, come on, we can't do that. And they're like, oh, yeah, we can. Because, I mean, there's so many dead malls everywhere that I'm sure it was nothing to be like, oh, yeah, sure, go ahead and, you know, use whatever you want. I don't know if there was a new High Potential, though. I didn't. There might have been.
The last one I saw was the two-parter about the painting the Nazi stole.
Oh, there was a new High Potential.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I haven't watched that one.
Oh, okay. It's good.
Make it okay. I watched, being that there wasn't a whole lot on, I was on Netflix, and I started to watch the second season of the Walking Dead spinoff, Dead City. I had watched the first season, and that's the one with, like, Negan and Maggie.
Oh, yeah.
The second season is a little better. But it's still like the Walking Dead formula, but it's just set in New York.
Okay.
And there's a reason that, like, after 11 years, they had to axe Walking Dead, because it just didn't seem fresh anymore. And while I appreciate like Negan and Maggie having to work together after Negan is the one that kills her husband and all this bullshit.
Right.
Like it just doesn't feel, there's nothing new about it. There's nothing like, you know, there are roving gangs in New York that like have their separate areas that they control. And, you know, Negan is involved with one of those groups and Maggie has to come back to the city in season two for some stupid reason. Like it's a very contrived reason why she's back. And yeah. like her son Herschel is in tow with her and he's played by the kid that was podcast in the Ghostbuster Afterlife movie.
Okay.
So like he's Glenn's son and you know, the kid is very Asian looking. So like, you know, they put a baseball hat on him so that, you know, he's supposed to be like a young Glenn and it's just like, okay. All right.
Okay.
I mean, I couldn't even get through the second season of the, Norman Reedus show like that.
Well, you got them much further than I did.
I mean, the first season was so fucking stupid and right. you know, after all of this time of knowing Daryl Dixon, you find out that like, oh yeah, his grandfather or his great grandfather was killed in France and in World War II, storming Normandy Beach. And then at the end, he's going to look for a boat and he winds up like he's walking through France and he winds up at right. the cemetery and is able to find his great grandfather's headstone. And I was like, really? Really? Yeah. Like, come on. Like in a show that's unbelievable, this is the most unbelievable thing you've done. So yeah. And I like the guy that plays Negan as an actor. I like the stuff that he's done and other stuff, but which is probably why I've watched it. But yeah, with nothing else on, I was just like, well, let me burn through this. I don't remember if it's 6 or 8 episodes, but if you're not a fan of The Walking Dead, it's not even worth going through. It's 8 episodes.
8 more than it needed to be.
Well, yeah. And I don't know because it's when the episode start, it says AMC and AMC Plus and a lot they're dropping lots of the term fuck now. So I don't know if that's airing on AMC or they are just like, that's for like the online version and they like bleep it out or like film another thing for the AMC version or I don't know. I don't know how they're working any of that shit anymore.
Yeah, there's not much new.
No.
I mean, there's the new Star Trek coming up soon, right?
Yes. This Thursday is the first episode of Starfleet Academy, which lots of people are saying is like the CW version of Star Trek. So I don't know. I know people have only seen the first episode. And maybe it gets better than that, but it's very much focused on the young kids who are going to the new Starfleet Academy. It takes place after Discovery, so it's like that timeline.
Okay.
So it's way in the future. It's like the 30th century. Robert Picardo, who played the Doctor in Voyager, is back as the Doctor.
Right.
Because he's a program and he can live forever. So, you know, you know, it's Star Trek. I'll watch it. I've watched all the other iterations of Star Trek. So And if I can sit through Star Trek Discovery, I can get through Starfleet Academy. It's got, and it's got Paul Giamatti as the bad guy. I mean, he's going to be chewing up scenery left and right.
Right. And it's got Holly Hunter.
And Holly Hunter. Holly Hunter is the captain of the ship that the students are on.
Yes.
So, you know.
It's Saved by the Bell in outer space.
Basically, yeah. I tried to watch the new Avatar movie.
Yeah.
I only made it about halfway before I was like, because I felt like they had reached a point in the story where I was like, oh, this is coming to a conclusion. And I looked and I was only halfway through and I was like, yeah, I can't do this. I want to like those films. I really do. I like sci-fi. I like aliens. I like, you know, but it's, I feel like James Cameron has reached a point where he feels he's more important than he actually is.
Sure.
And like, it's all the same story over and over and over. And I don't know. It's just gotten to the point where I'm like, I don't know. It's, and it's long. It's like 3.5 hours. And just, you know, you reach a point where you're like, why am I sitting through all this?
Right. Well, I can honestly say I have not sat through one Avatar movie.
I mean, the first one's okay. It's definitely, there's definitely parallels that you can draw between that and Pocahontas, for sure.
Oh, sure.
Like, it's Pocahontas I mean, that's in space.
Blatant.
Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't know. He wants to make two more of these. But
who cares?
Yeah, at some point they're going to have to like let it go. I don't know. Did you see the news story about Tom Cruise and Star Wars Starfighter?
Yes.
Yeah, he apparently filmed some of it, grabbed the camera, and they were like, I guess he asked Sean Levy if he could be involved, and Sean was like, grab a camera, get in there. And so he shot some part of a lightsaber duel, which is interesting.
Well, as long as he's not in it.
No. No, I don't know. Yeah, I'm sure if there was no report that he popped up in like an alien outfit or anything, just that he had right. picked up the camera. So I guess that's good.
Well, yeah, but how many randos have popped up in Star Wars sets?
Well, yeah, I mean, Force Awakens is filled with that.
Right.
Like, I think Tom Hardy is a stormtrooper in one of them. I think Daniel Craig is a stormtrooper in one of them.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, that goes back, like, there was all those reports during, it was either Attack of the Clones or Revenge of the Sith, where, like, NSYNC were going to do cameos as Jedi, so.
Right,
and
right.
It never happened, but, you know, there's all kinds of that shit going on. Which, I mean, I guess, you know, people love Star Wars. People hate Star Wars, too, so. Speaking of Star Wars, I have a trivia question for you.
Okay.
How many live-action lightsabers does Luke carry throughout the first three films? Or the original trilogy, say.
Three.
Okay, what are they?
So there's the blue one, there's the green one, and then there's the one from the infamous spider cave.
The infamous spider cave.
Yeah, it's one of those cutscenes that really didn't mean anything, but you know, we had to see it.
Okay. You mean when he's building the
Yeah.
Okay. You're missing one. Did you know
that there's four?
Did you know that there is a version of Luke's lightsaber that appears in the holiday special that looks nothing like the lightsaber that he carries for the rest of the time? It's kind of lost to the ethos because of, you know, the holiday special and the infamy that surrounds that. But, apparently they were not allowed to use the Luke Skywalker saber from episode 4. So they grabbed another flash handle. They added their own bits to it and stuck it on his belt. And it's different enough to where if you look up pictures of it, because people have made replicas of it, you're like, wow, that's a really interesting take on a lightsaber. They just bolted shit to it. The control box is this big blocky, it almost looks like a hot shoe adapter almost. And there's like a part that sticks out of where the blade emitter is supposed to be. And did you find a picture?
Wow.
So that's considered the lost lightsaber of Luke Skywalker.
Hmm. It looks like something you'd buy on Temu.
Yeah, that's definitely a mom. Can we buy the lightsaber? No, we have lightsabers at home.
Yes. Yeah. Huh. Interesting.
Yeah.
I did not realize that.
I mean, I don't ever think, I mean, for the few times that I ever watched the holiday special, and it's only been a few times, I don't know if I ever noticed or even bothered to look at his lightsaber because I just figured it was the same one.
Right.
But I guess Lucas, it was like, no, you can't have that, which is
interesting.
And I think that's why like the Millennium Falcon cockpit is different, and you know, none of it was given to them by Lucasfilm because he didn't want anything to do with it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Huh.
You know, I'm sure when he read the script and it was, is it Itchy?
Yes,
who's watching like the holo porn or whatever, the holo dancers.
Yes.
You know, I'm sure he was like, what the fuck are we doing? A cooking segment? What the fuck, man?
Right.
So yeah, just a little bit of Star Wars trivia for you.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I told
you it's another lightsaber you're going to have to print.
Well, so I went on this deep dive during the holiday break of like lightsabers, and I started to look at the ones that I had and which ones that like I still wanted to print. And I have Luke's episode 6 lightsaber.
Right.
But I didn't have an episode 4 or 5, which are, while it's the same prop, is looks different. There are differences between all of the lightsabers and all the movies, just like there are differences. You can have a stormtrooper rifle from A New Hope looks completely different than Return of the Jedi. Even though they're supposed to be the same rifle. So I started looking at all the different hilts, and I came across that one at the holiday special one. And I was like, that'd be a really interesting, like if somebody came over to look, like if all the lightsabers ever end up on the wall, like I want them to, it would be an interesting talking piece of like, oh, that's the one from the holiday special. So yeah, I'm trying to figure out how to get that design so that I can print it. Because I did an episode 4 hilt, for Luke Skywalker. I did an episode 2 hilt for Anakin because that's a completely different lightsaber. Because that one actually gets chopped in half in the Geonosian factory. And then in episode 3, he has a version of Luke's lightsaber, which is still looks different from Luke's lightsaber. So if you want the complete collection of like the Youngling Slayer 3000, then you need like all these different versions of it. I mean, and the biggest thing being nerdy about it is that like in the original movies, both Luke's and Darth Vader's lightsaber has a D-ring attachment on the bottom.
Right.
And they hang from the belt, where all of the prequel lightsabers had a clip on it so that they hung in a different way from the belts off of a, I forget what they call them, convex connector or whatever it was called. So the D-rings don't exist in the prequels. So at some point, Obi-Wan took out Anakin's lightsaber before he gave it to Luke and like attached some shit to it. So yeah, it's a weird deep dive of nerdy shit.
Mm-hmm. You have to be careful that you don't go that deep.
Oh, but it's fun. I mean, especially with like being able to like 3D print them, it then just starts this weird collection of like, I did one over the holiday that was like, Ralph McQuarrie did a sketch of what he thought a lightsaber would look like in a book. Mm-hmm. And some designer turned that into a 3D printable lightsaber. Well, once I see that, I'm like, well, I kind of need that. Then a little while later, Ralph McQuarrie drew, it's a very famous, it's like a color drawing of Luke and Vader and stormtroopers. And in the drawing, stormtroopers have lightsabers. Cause at one point, lightsabers were just going to be the weapon that everybody had.
Right.
And somebody went and designed the stormtrooper lightsaber. So I have one of those. Like, it's a, fortunately, like filament prices haven't shot through the roof yet, but you know, it is a good time to be a nerd and be able to 3D print. I mean, hell, I even printed the lightsabers from the Acolyte.
It's one of the most popular TV shows on the networks.
I know. There were a couple cool designs, though.
There were.
Master Saul's was different. The Strangers was cool because it split into two and had two blades. It's all good. I don't know what I'm going to do with all these lightsabers, but you know, someday they'll end up on a wall somewhere. Do we have any celebrity deaths this week?
Guitarist from Grateful Dead. I wonder if he is.
Yeah, there was a lot of like younger people that have died recently.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's in the water, but like, So I don't know if he was famous for anything, but Sean Swayze, who was Patrick Swayze's brother, died.
Yes.
From acute upper gastrointestinal bleed and severe metabolic acidosis. That sounds fucking painful. Oh, apparently it's a condition that stems from cirrhosis of the liver due to alcoholism.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know who Brett Hanna Shufford is, but he was only 46. What did he do? Oh, he was a Broadway actor. Oh, apparently he directed an episode of Only Murders in the Building.
Really? Okay. Yeah.
He died of cancer, a rare form of cancer. Tommy Lee Jones's daughter died of an overdose. She was 34. Not a good way to start off the year. And there seems to be a lot of people dying at home with nobody around them. That's sad. When does a new Muppets show air?
Next month?
Next month? Do you have any hope for it?
I do.
Okay.
Whether or not it really will be any good.
I mean, they're going back to the original formula, right? It's like the Muppet Show. It's like,
right,
it's musical guest and like the Muppets are running around doing skits and shit. Okay.
Right. I mean, I hope so. I just think that they're just struggling to figure out what the hell to do with these characters. They were in a Broadway show over Christmas that closed after like 3 days.
Oh, yeah.
They were like special guests on a magic show.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah. I mean, I have high hopes, but who knows?
I mean, I like the Electric Mayhem TV show. I felt like that was very Muppets.
Yeah, it was.
They just seem to like get in this rut of like, let's do a Muppet Haunted Mansion and let's do a Muppet this and a Muppet that. It's like, well, that's not
right.
Some of that works, but some of it was like, you know, what made the original Muppet movie good was that it was the Muppets on an adventure.
Right.
So I don't know.
I mean, maybe Seth Rogen is the one to bring them back to life. I don't know, but.
Well, it sure as hell wasn't Jason Segel.
No.
I mean, now we're forever stuck with Walter because of him. Did they only produce one? Is that the idea that they only did one with Sabrina Carpenter?
Yes.
Okay. Which is why Miss Piggy was arrested at her concert or whatever?
Yes.
Okay.
Did you see the casting news for the live action Tangled?
I saw that. Yeah, the chick that played Raven on Titans is going to be Rapunzel. One of the Disney guys from the zombie movies is going to be Flynn Rider, which was, you know, fine. Anybody but Zachary Levi.
Right.
And Catherine Hahn is going up for Mother Gothel, which
I think that would be brilliant.
Seems very inspired. It seems like, like if they can't work that out, they probably shouldn't make the movie.
Right.
Not that we need a live action Rapunzel, because Tangled was not out that long ago.
Right.
It's like the fucking Moana shit. Moana just came out as an animated film. All right, let's make a live action one. No.
Right.
So, you know, why they're not digging further back into like, hey, maybe people don't know these movies and we can put a new spin on them. They're just copying shit from 5 years ago, 10 years ago, and just running with it.
You don't want to see the live action Rescuers?
See, that would probably be interesting.
Yeah, I would think so.
You know, I would much rather see that, a property that like has sat dormant for a while, where they can, you know, they can bring in some fresh blood to like, hey, you know, you'd love this. Instead, we get Moana and Lilo and Stitch and, you know. What did they change in the live action Lilo and Stitch? Wasn't it like when the aliens were in disguise in the cartoon?
Yes.
A woman.
They were human.
Yeah.
Yes.
And in this one, they didn't do that. And it's like, okay, we're just bowing to pressure now for stupid shit.
Uh-huh. Right.
I don't know. It's all unneeded.
Completely unnecessary.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. It surprises me.
I think
me.
If just...
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I was thinking that if Disney is going to do live action versions of movies, then that would be the perfect thing to use the Muppets in.
Yeah. Yeah.
And maybe you go back to some of the really dreadful live action movies from like the 60s. Like That Darn Cat.
Yeah.
Million Dollar Duck. Boatniks.
I mean,
I think that would be interesting.
There was, I don't know if they're still doing it, but apparently over the holidays, there was a new button that appeared on Disney Plus where
a button,
like you would go to a movie. Let me see if I can pull one up. Like Avengers. And there would be a button that said the Muppet version of the Avengers. Like I saw a bunch of videos of this on like Instagram. It's not there anymore, so it must have been a holiday thing. But like they replaced the Hulk's roar with like animal. And you know, they would take different voices and put them into certain scenes just as a funny haha. And if they did that with the Muppets and but like did actual movies with them and it's the Muppet version of the Avengers or the Muppet version of whatever, I mean, that might go a long way.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Have you watched the new Tron movie yet?
I have not. Mm-hmm. Nope. I don't know if I want to now that everybody's told me how horrible it is.
Okay. It's not as bad as everybody says. You just need to go into it knowing that it is not a sequel to Tron Legacy.
Right.
That it is a side story that happens in the same universe. That's all. Just look at it from that perspective.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure at some point I'm going to watch it, but yeah. I'm not really in a hurry to watch it at this point.
Chomping at the bit. I mean, Jared Leto's okay. I mean, yeah, they could have gotten somebody else that would have been better, but like, it is what it is. We got another Tron movie.
Yeah.
We got Tron shit in the real world. It was kind of cool. All right. You got anything else for this week?
Maybe they should have done the Muppets with
Tron. And,
as Tron.
Yeah, possibly. I mean, I think things like that where you're going into a computer where anything can be, I think, yeah. I mean, if they had, you know, if Ready Player One taught us anything, like, there's definitely a way to shove IP into everything.
Right.
And if they're in a computer and like a computer system and somebody uploads the Muppets to it or something, and then the Muppets could be running around. Yeah, sure. Why not? I think that'd be interesting. Gonzo is Master Control.
Yeah.
I did hear that they're bringing Rizzo back though.
They are finally.
Yeah. I guess they found somebody that could do the voice.
Because
wasn't the original voice of Rizzo the guy that was doing Kermit and he left?
Yeah, Steve Whitmire.
Yeah. That's good. Rizzo's my favorite. I really didn't like that they put Pepe at the front of everything. Pepe is not my favorite. All right, you got anything else for this week?
No.
No? All right. All right, well.
Kind of a boring week.
Yeah. Hopefully there's be more stuff on TV next week. If you want to get in touch with us, you can always send us an email to info@dancemonkeypodcast.com. You can follow us on Facebook and YouTube and let us know you're listening. So until next week, this is Chris.
This is John.
Have a good week.
Yeah, I got nothing.